I'm Kelly Cords. We appreciate you being here, and I'm joined by Tim Lammers for our movie reviews today. Our movie reviews are brought to you every Friday by Bradshaw and Bryant, seeking justice for the injured, and you can learn more at MinnesotaPersonalInjury.com. Tim, thanks for being here.
Thank you, Kelly, and good Friday to you.
We've got lots of fun movies to look at.
Indeed we do, and you can get out to the theaters for both of them, or in the case of one of them, you can actually stay home. So, new in theaters and on premium access on Disney Plus is Raya and the Last Dragon, a spectacular animated adventure that is already one of my favorite films of 2021. It's set in the fantasy world of Kumandra, where at one time humans and dragons coexisted peacefully until a monstrous force called the Droon came about and turned all of the dragons to stone. 500 years later, the humans have found themselves divided into five factions in a fight over a magic stone and the power that it brings, and in a bid for peace that turns to disaster, and the Droon returns and turns any human in its path to stone. So it's up to a warrior named Raya, voiced by Kelly Marie Tran, to find the mythical last dragon, voiced by Awkwafina, in the hopes of saving humanity from the dreaded Droon, which is like a mystical storm cloud that sweeps across the land. Now, I have to say, Raya and the Last Dragon is spectacular in every sense of the word. Yes, it's set in a fantasy world, but the story is inspired by South Asia and its culture, and the animation and design of the landscape of the world of Kumandra is stunning. Better yet, the story is completely engaging with lots of action and laughs, yet it can be very emotional and poignant. Raya and the Last Dragon is an instant classic. And you can find that film, again, in theaters or on premier access on Disney Plus for a $30 fee. Now, also new in theaters only is Chaos Walking, a long-delayed film starring Tom Holland as Todd, a young man who grew up on a planet called the New World, where he was led to believe the natives of the planet killed all the women in his colony called Prentice Town and unleashed a germ to give all men an affliction called the Noise, where their thoughts can be heard and put on visual display. But when a young woman named Viola's spacecraft crash lands on the New World, the character, played by Daisy Ridley, feels threatened by the men of Todd's colony, so she goes on the run with Todd, where they discover the horrible truth about Prentice Town. For a film that's been in turmoil for nearly 4 years, it was originally shot in 2017 with scenes reshot in 2019, Chaos Walking isn't nearly as bad as other films that have suffered a similar fate. Yeah, the premise feels like What Women Want on steroids, but then again, that was a comedy where women would hear men's thoughts. And this sci-fi neo-western, where not only you can hear men's thoughts and see them through a mist that comes out of their heads, you have to say it's a pretty cool visual effect, and overall, not that bad of a movie. Chaos Walking is new and playing only in theaters.
Man, that sounds interesting.
It is interesting. You know, I watch this one, it's via a screener, at home with my wife. And, you know, it's one of these movies that I've heard about for years, and it's like, what's going on, you know? And after a while, movies get a reputation. When they're long delayed like that and they sit on the shelf, you're thinking, oh, my God. Even with people as talented as Tom Holland, who played Spider-Man in the Marvel Cinematic Universe, or Daisy Ridley, who played Rey in the last three Star Wars films, you're thinking, okay, how could this go wrong? How could it go wrong?
Yeah.
And the truth of the matter is, it didn't go wrong. I think that, you know, the thing with Hollywood is they do these test screenings. Apparently, now reportedly, I'll say, because you never know what to believe on the internet, These test screenings were really met with a lot of criticism. So they had to retool the thing quite a bit. And I have to say, I mean, this whole idea of hearing the men's thoughts is interesting. And then this mist that comes out where you can actually see their thoughts. You know, so there, for example, you know, Tom Holland's character is thinking about memories of his mother. So you see his mother, right? So You can hear his thoughts, you can hear and see what's going on in his visions, and he talks all at the same time. And this happens with all of the male characters. So you can about imagine it gets a little muddy at times.
Yeah.
Right? With all that talking going on. It's like, wait, what's going on? Hold on.
That's how it would really be, though. That's cool. I mean, it's how it would really be if it were that way. It would be muddy for everybody.
Exactly. Mm. Well, part of the thing is with this movie is that they, you know, the characters know about this and they try to find ways to tune out what they're saying. So Todd keeps, you know, in order to do that, he'll just think his name out loud, you know, Todd,
oh,
you know,
sure.
And you hear that name about 1,000 times during the movie, him repeating that to himself, almost like a mantra. So, yeah, I mean, there are just parts of it that are, I wouldn't say grating, but it's just more muddy. It just muddies the waters when you have one character and you hear three different voices coming from that character at the same time. It's kind of weird.
Yeah.
But it's inventive. It's inventive. I mean, I will give them that. You know, it's apparently based on a couple novels, young adult novels. So, you know, as you know, Kelly, I'm all for originality. Mm-hmm. And I think you definitely get it here, even though it might not be executed in the pit, you know, a pitch perfect way that, you know, was originally intended.
Is it, I mean, do you get it at the very end? I mean, is it can you follow the storyline even though it's muddy?
Sure.
Okay. Well, that's
sure.
important.
Yeah. And of course, you know, there are secrets with this town that he grew up in, you know, it's mm-hmm. only males and, you know, the women all died but there are other colonies on the planet too, as you come to discover. And as such, you do discover some of the secrets behind the colony that he lived in and that he's trying to escape from with this woman, because she feels in danger after crash landing on this planet. It's that they say in the not too distant future, but people have vacated Earth and, you know, come to a place they call the New World, which is essentially like Earth, but in a much more primitive sort of way. I mean, they have weapons that are all advanced and that sort of stuff, but it almost feels like they're living in an old pioneer town or a Western town, you know. So it's a neo-Western in a sort of way.
So there's no really conversations between men and women, because that would add a whole nother, I mean, if a woman was talking to a man, I mean, that would be.
I mean, I won't exactly say that because obviously you do have Daisy Ridley's character.
Sure.
But yeah, you come to discover some pretty interesting thing as the film unfolds. You know, I don't want to give anything too much away to take away from the fun, but yeah. It's not as funny, as you could say, as What Women Want, that Mel Gibson, Helen Hunt movie, you know?
Yeah,
but
exactly.
It is that sort of deal on steroids, because you can hear the men's thoughts, but you can also see the men's thoughts too, so it's kind of, that's kind of funny. There are some times where you laugh out loud because of the, you know, it's not dirty or anything like that, but it is pretty funny sometimes when Tom Holland's character thinks out loud. It's pretty funny.
Oh, fun. Okay, I am kind of interested. It seems very, like you said, it's an original movie, so I'm interested. Now, the other one, Raya and the Last Dragon, that one sounds like something that we are never going to forget. I'm really excited about this.
Oh, I loved it from the very beginning to the very end. You know, again, it's great in that it represents, you know, Southeast Asian culture. In a way, you know, somebody asked me the other day, well, it sounds a lot like Mulan. And I guess, well, in a sort of way it is, because of the setting.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, Mulan was originally an animated musical, you know, so you don't get music here. It's not a musical.
Right.
But then again, Mulan, like this movie, did premiere with premiere access on Disney Plus, where, you know, you could subscribe to the service, but if you want to see this movie now, you'll have to pay $30 to see it.
Wow.
Now, again, it's this rationalization, you know, with these premier access titles, you know, most other, you know, movies there are available for premium video on demand for $20. This is $30, okay? But if you look at it like, okay, I can go see it in the theaters, it's going to cost me just as much to go see it in the theater.
Yeah.
So the option is do it that way or see it from the comfort of your living room. Now, having said that, I wish I would have had the opportunity to see the live-action Mulan on the big screen, because it was that epic in scale. Mm-hmm. And I can say the same thing for this. So I think that, if you're going to see this in theaters, and hopefully the Marcus Theater in town is going to be playing this one, you will definitely be – I was blown away just by seeing it, you know, on a smaller screen.
Sure.
I can't imagine what it would be like on the bigger screen.
Okay. Well, maybe, you know, it's going to be a nice weekend. It might be a nice weekend to start getting out and doing some things. I want to ask you, I asked you before, did you get to see I Care a Lot on Netflix yet?
I did indeed. And boy, I tell you the timing of that, Kelly.
Oh.
Because Rosamund Pike, the evil person, and she is cold, calculating, and evil.
Yeah.
As this person who is this, you know, I'm trying to think of the name of it. You know, she's a legal guardian. She can become a legal guardian to overlook people's finances. It's, you know, if they're elderly or if they have issues of dementia.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's a scheme for her. And Rosamund Pike won the Golden Globe for Best Actress in a Comedy. That's the weird thing about it.
I crazy.
Think it's a frightening. It's creepy. It's a frightening premise, but there are definitely some laugh out loud moments. It's a very, very dark comedy, if you want to classify that. But my God, what a great recommendation, Kelly. What a great film. But again, you will definitely be unnerved by this thing because you got to believe it's rooted in truth.
Yeah.
And legally, there is something in the laws that allow for this to happen. In a lot of ways, see, I'm so excited about this movie. I can't stop talking about it, Kelly.
Yeah.
But there's a documentary called The New York Times Presents Framing Britney Spears. It's on Hulu if you get a chance to see
okay.
it. And that's about the conservatorship that her father has over her. What goes on in this movie, in the Netflix movie, I Care a Lot, it reminds me a lot of the Britney Spears situation.
Really?
Although the circumstances are totally different. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, the laws allow for this sort of thing. And that's what really makes this interesting and fascinating.
Yeah, and horrifying. Horrifying.
Oh, yeah, horrifying. You know, because I think that's the word you might have used to describe it to me. And I was thinking, is this a horror movie? I mean, what? No, this is real life horror, like scary. Like, can you imagine being in this situation where she takes, becomes the guardian without the consent of the elderly woman, played by Diane Weist, who's so wonderful.
Oh, I love her.
And then not really knowing who this person is, and the tables are sort of turned. But even when the tables are turned, the law's getting away.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's a wild, wild movie and a great movie.
Yeah, and I think everybody in our audience should watch it just to go, okay, you know what? I'm going to make sure this kind of thing can't happen to me because I think it could happen to all of us.
It's a cautionary tale because in this case, the woman is supposedly doesn't have any kids or family members or whatever, which kind of makes it a cut and dry thing. Or so Rosamund Pike's character thinks.
Exactly.
But there's something else that happens. But even with that, it isn't an easy deal.
Who is the guy that's in the – I know we only have 30 seconds. Who is the gentleman that plays
Peter Dinklage, I think you're thinking.
Yes, he is so good.
Game of Thrones, great actor. Great actor. I love him, and he's terrific in this movie. See it. What else can I say but see it? Yeah, we don't want to reveal who he is.
Yeah,
but it's a major role.
But donuts play a role. That's all I'm going to say. All right. Tim, thanks for being here. It's Tim Lammers for our movie reviews brought to you by Bradshaw and Bryant, Seeking Justice for the Injured. Tim's here every single week, and you can find him at directconversations.com.